Gemara Daf Tzadi Ches on the days has the sugya Zerah B'Sheila. We've been talking about the sugya for a few days. Gemara is trying to figure out, how do I know that by the Tarobas of Min B'Shein Amino and Kala Tarakula, you need Shishim to be Mevato the Issa? That's the halacha, that's how we paskin. That's what Rava says in Tzadi Zayin. The Gemara points out that there's a Machlokas Tanoim, whether that's really true. Is the Shia Shishim or is the Shia Meyam? It's a shayla, because the question is, are we mishar basav atzamos and basav atzamos? Is roas also for the bailin? It's mutter only for the kohen. The ayil is mutter for the bailin. So the question is, how to be mishar? The ayil is mutter. It's not going to be nesser by the zroa. So are we mishar basav atzamos? Can I get basav atzamos? There's more etzim. There's a lot of etzim in the zroa. So if you hold like that, so then the shear is going to be shisha. There's only going to be shishim in the aisle, keneged the zroa. If you hold that with mashar basa with basa, so since there's very little basa on the zroa, then the shear is going to be meya. So it's the shayla, that's the machlokas tanoim in the braisa, whether mashar b'shishim or mashar b'meya. So comes the Gemara and asks an age-old question. Do we really learn from zroa b'shela to kol ha-terakula? Can we really learn from zroa b'shela? There's a braisa that says that zroa b'shela is the exception to the rule. Exception to the rule... Atanya zeu heter abamechal isse zeu lemute maim lav lemute kol yisurin shabat Torah. In fact, the Gemara, if the Brisa says zeu heter abamechal isse, says Rabbi Shaila is obviously heter. It's mutter, but if it's abamechal isse, that means that normally it would be awesome. Meaning, by Rabbi Shaila, if we pass them that you're mishar b'shishim, so by Rabbi Shaila, since there's shishim, so therefore it's going to be mutter. But if that's the exception to the rule, that means normally. We say that even if you have shishim, even if there is no nesines tam, it's still awesome. Right? Even if there's no nesines tam, it's still awesome. What's that called? It's also b'mashu. It's also even b'mashu. Even if there's no nesines tam, it's still going to be awesome. If Zera B'Shel is the exception to the rule, how can we derive the din of min b'shein omino that you mishayah b'shishim and kol ha-terakul from Zera B'Shel? It's an exception. It's not the rule. Tosfos pointed out that it's a strange... Mokar b'chlal, because Zera b'shela is min b'mino, it's not min b'shein o'mino. Stamakasha. Right? Zera b'shela, the Zera b'shela and the ayil are both the same min, the same behema. It's not like potatoes and meat. It's the same meat, it's the same taste, it's the same animal. Okay, it's different parts of the animal, but it's similar enough in taste that we call it min b'mino. But Tosu says that it's just an asmachta ba'alma. It's a kabbalah that they had, that by min b'shein omino you're mishar b'shishim, and they learn from Zera B'Shela, even though the emes is Zera B'Shela is really min b'mino, it's not min b'shein omino. But the fact is, if the Brisa says that zeu heter habamachal is, it sounds like Zera B'Shela is the exception to it. It's not the rule. It's not the rule. It's the exception to the rule. In kol ha-terakula, we wouldn't be mishar b'shishim. What would the din be in kol ha-terakula according to the kasha v'gemar? What's the din in kol ha-terakula? Min b'shein omino. How much do you need to be mevato? How much heter do you need to be mevato isa? What's the answer? How much? No. We're saying, even if we learn from Zera B'Shela, it's more than rov. You need shish. If you learn from Zera B'Shela, nachamo. In the tarovis of Yavish, let's start over again. You got to say this every single day. In the tarovis of Yavish b'Yavish min haTorah, it's batel b'rov. Batel b'rov. Right, there's no transfer of liquid, no transfer of taste at all, just chatichos that are sitting there together. The tarovas of suffering. But if it's min b'she'en omino, b'lach, right, min b'she'en omino, tarovas lach, b'lach, so there is a b'lila, there is a transfer, there we paskin that you need shisha. Okay, we paskin like that there that you need shisha. Rove is not enough. In fact, the Gemara, but from the Brice, it sounds like Zera B'Shela is the exception to the rule. It's not the rule. Then kol ha-terakula, even if you have shishim, it's not enough. So what's the shir? What's the shir of kol ha-terakula, min b'shein amina? According to the kasha of the Gemara. We often amina, but ha-tanya zeu heter ba-machal iser, zeu l'mu'ute, my lav l'mu'ute shari seren shabbat Torah. So how much do you need to be mevatel in shari seren shabbat Torah? How much? You can't, exactly. It's a trick question. You can't be mevatel. It's also b'mashu. That's the kash of the Gemara. That Zera B'Shela is the exception, that shishim works to be mevatel, but by kol ha-terakula, there is no way to be mevatel. It's also b'mashu. Get that kasha klar, because that's what's going to emerge. Abaye, Rava, all of the answers are going to assume that this braisa is telling us about a case where there is no bittel. Zerua b'sheila, there is bittul, but in kol Torah kula, there is no bittul. So, in some of the cases, I should say. In some of the cases, there's no bittul. So the kasha of the Gemara is mistam in kol Torah kula, b'shari surin shabbat Torah, there's no bittul. Comes Abai and says, no. We're not talking about min b'sheina minu shari surin. We're talking about Rabbi Yehuda min b'mina. Rabbi Yehuda min b'mina. Okay, but let's get this on the board again. You got to review this constantly, because it's not... You're not going to have a klarkeit, but if you know all the details, so then things are going to fit in much better. Again, if you have a tarobis of yavesh v'yavesh, min b'mino, right? That's batel b'rov. That's the standard. That's the standard. Min b'she'eno mino yavesh v'yavesh, so that we haven't dealt with yet. We haven't dealt with that. We really haven't seen anyone who talks about that. Maybe we will, but not yet. Tarobus of lach belach. What do we have so far? So the first case that we've seen in Tarobus of lach belach is Mimish Elmina. Right? Classical Tamki Eker. Tamki Eker, where you have the taste of the Isser and the Heter, but it's not, but it's, okay, let's leave it at that. The taste of the Isser and the Heter. What's the din there? So we pass a b'shisha. But no sentam. Right? Those two things are not the same. I shouldn't have written that. Right? It's also b'no sentam. It's muta b'shisha. Right? Those are opposites of each other. If you have shisha, it's not no sentam. It's also b'no sentam. That's the Mishnah. B'no sentam means it's also, it's less than shisha. 60 times in the head of k'neged issa. Okay? Comes Abai and says, but there's another case over here. There's min b'mino lach b'lach. What's it in there? It's machlokas tanoim. Rabbi Yehuda says what? It's b'mashu. It's lo batel. And the Chachamim say it's batel b'ros. It's the same din as min b'mino yavish b'yavish. You see how it's setting up? Tarovas with yavish b'yavish min b'mino we pass in as batel b'ros. The Chachamim say, "Lach v'lach min b'mino is doch dezel bezach." It's the same thing. It's min b'mino. So min b'mino is always batel b'rov. Min b'shein alino. It's totally different. There, the tam is nirgash. The tam is felt. If the tam is felt, then you need shishim. If you don't have shishim, then it's going to be us. Rabbi Yehuda says, "No." By tarovus lach v'lach, everything changes. Even by min b'mino, it changes. Not only does it change, it's more chomer than min b'shein alino. Min b'shein alino, you have the potential to be mevatel. Rabbi Yehuda holds by min b'mino lach v'lach. It's also la'olam void. There's no way to be mevatel. It's also b'mashu. So, Abaye, that's what the Brice is saying. Zeu heter haba mechal isa. Rabbi Yehuda says, min b'mino lo batil. Zero b'sheila is a case of min b'mino. There, the Torah says that it's batil. It's exeris akosov that the bailam are able to eat the aisle, even though the zero was no sintam in the aisle. Shalom aleichem.
We're good.
We're talking about the contrast of Zerua b'sheila to Shari Surin Shabbat Torah. They say that in Shari Surin Shabbat Torah, there isn't the heter of Zerua b'sheila. Zerua b'sheila, the Torah tells us, is going to be batel b'shishim according to that day. But in Shari Surin Shabbat Torah, no. What does that mean? That means that Shari Surin Shabbat Torah are going to be asa b'mashu. So, frek the Gemara, how can we try to learn from Zerua b'sheila? Doesn't the Braisa say that it's an exception to the rule? Zakta baya, no. Bryce is talking about min b'mino, not min b'sheino mino. That Rabbi Yehuda says min b'mino is not batel, it's b'mashu, in a tarovus of lach b'lach, as opposed to Zerua b'sheila, which is min b'mino, and there it's going to be batel b'shishim. How does Rabbi Yehuda know that min b'mino is not batel? So the Gemara says, he learns from a pasuk, v'lo gach mi damapar mi damasar. It's part of the avodas Yom HaKippurim, the kohen has to mix the damapar and the damasar. And obviously the damapar is much more than the damasar. The par is bigger than the sar. And yet the Torah calls it damasar. So obviously, it's not batel. The damasar is not batel, even though it's nisari with the damapa. So from that, he learns that min b'mino is b'mashu. In fact, the Gemara, why does he not learn from Zerua b'sheila? Because Zerua b'sheila is a chiddush. It's mutal levatel lechatchila. Zerua b'sheila is a chiddush. We're not going to learn from that. So how can we learn from Zerua b'sheila b'chalal? According to this teretz in the Gemara, we're going to learn min b'sheino mino is batel b'shishim from Zerua b'sheila. How do we learn from Zerua b'sheila? The answer is that's not a that's not a kula, that's a chumra. In a Torah, really, it should be batal b'rov, but we're going to say is as a chumra, you need shishim. So the chumra we can learn from Zerah B'Sheila, we're not going to learn the kula from Zerah B'Sheila. That's the gimel. So we're left here with the machlokas of Yehuda and Chachamim, where the mim b'mino lo batal, it's b'mashu, or it's batal b'rov. So you started asking last time, if Yehuda Shita is l'char pele, right? If b'pshuto, we say that the mim b'mino is always batal b'rov, that's the classical case, acharabim lahatos, is bitul b'rov. So why by mim b'mino lach b'lach does everything change? So the simple answer is that Rabbi Huda learns that it's exeris hakasif. That's the exeris hakasif. So what did the Chachamim learn from the exeris hakasif? The Chachamim hold that mim b'mino lach b'lach is batal b'rov, but there's exeris hakasif. So that's what the Gemara Menachos teaches us. Right? Gemara Menachos says that there's a machlokas that I understand like Zeres HaKasif. What's it telling us? Machlokas Tanoim is quoted in the Gemara Menachos and Daf Chav Beis Amud Aleph. Knan Hosam, Dam Shinis Arev B'mayim, Im Yesh Bo Maris Dam Kosher. Dam Shinis Arev B'mayim. You have Dam Kotshim, Dam that's Roy Lezrika on the Mizbeach. Dam shlomim, dam kotshim, whatever. Dam that's royal is rika. But it's nesar b'mayim. The mayim is not put on the mizbeach. The mayim is chulim. The dam of kotshim was nesar b'mayim of chulim. So im yesh bo maris dam kosher. So says the Gemara, if there's a maris dam, if the mayim look like dam, so then it's kosher. And has a din of dam. It's almost like an asinus tam, right? If you can see the dam in the water, so then it's nikar. If it's nikar, then it's not botel. And you can use it, you can be zorek it on the mizbeach. Nisarev b'yayin, ro'an osokilu mayim. Interesting halacha. If the dam is nisarev b'yayin, so then we look at the yayin as if it's mayim, and whatever shear you need for the dam to be nicker in the mayim, that's what works with the yayin. Because right? The yayin is different than the dam, but yet it could be the same color as the dam. So how do you know? So we look at it as though it's mayim. Nisarev b'dam behema o b'dam chaya, ro'an osokilu hu mayim. Again, it's the same thing. The dam behema dam chaya is not dam kotchim, it's dam chulin. Dam kotchim was nisari with dam behemah dam chaya of chulin. So again, rona sokilu mai. Rabbi Huda omer ain dam levatal dam. Rabbi Huda says no, ain dam levatal dam. It's min bimino. So if the dam kotchim and nisari with the dam behemah, it's not going to be both. Come to Gemara and says that shneim mikra echad darshu. Both Rabbi Huda and Chachamim, they both hold of this pasuk, but they darshin it differently. The lakach midah par midam asar hadavi yadu shadam shel par meruba midam shel sar. Rabban and Savri Mikan Laolin Sha'ang Mavatlan says the Chachamim say, what's Velakach Midam Apamidam Asar telling me? Not that Min Bemino Lo Bato by Lach Belach. That Olin are not Mavatlan Zuazu. But if both elements are going to be put on the Mizbeach, if they're both called Olin, then they're not going to be Mavatl each other. But in the case of Dam Shinis Arev B'mayim, one thing is an Ola. One thing goes on the Mizbeach, but the other thing doesn't. The Mayim is Chulin. The Chachamim say, if Dam is Nisarev B'mayim, if they're not both Olin, then they can be Mavatl each other. The Mayim can be Mavatl the Dam. It's only Dam Apar and Dam Asar, since they're both Olin, then they're not Mavatl and Zuazu. But if one of them is not Olin, then they will be Mavatl. Rabbi Yehuda Savra Mikan, Lamin B'mino, Shein Abatl. Of course, Rabbi Yehuda learns that no, it's not a thing that Olin are not Mavatl and Zuazu. Any min b'mino lach b'lach is not going to be mevatel zuazu. So even if dam kotchim is nisarev with b'mayim, it's not going to be batel either. Aye, but the mayim is not olin. That's the gzeres hakosev. The gzeres hakosev is talking about two cases of olin. Rabbi Huda somehow learns that even though it's talking about a case of olin, that's not what the gzeres hakosev is teaching me. It's teaching me a din not by olin. It's teaching me a din in general about lach b'lach min b'mino. That min b'mino is not going to be batel. So the simple explanation to the machlokas is to say, Rabbi Yehuda and Chacham argue about how to understand the gzeres hakasif. Is the gzeres hakasif teaching me that olin are not mevatlan zuazu, or is it teaching me that min b'mino in general, even my chulin, min b'mino in general, lach b'lach are not mevatlan zuazu? That's the simple way to understand the machlokas. The Ran in Masechta Nedarim on Daf Nun Beis has a world famous piece that he says that maybe there's a svar. Maybe really what's going on over here is the Tanaim are arguing about how Bittul works, the nature of it in Bittul. Bittul is a strange concept, right? You have Isser, you have Heter, and suddenly you say that the Isser is not going to It's not going to play a role anymore. I'm not going to be concerned about the issa. I'm going to assume that it's mutter. How exactly does that work? How do we make the identity of the issa disappear? So you say it's exeris akosav. Achar Yavin Lahatos tells me that bittel works. I'd come. Okay, everything could be exeris akosav. Comes the Ran and says, no, maybe there's a logic to it. That to say bittel, what we're really doing is, if you have a tarobus of issa v'heter, think about the normal case. Normally, when we have a tarobus of issa v'heter, min b'shein omino, what do you have? You have a clash. There's a hisnagdus, there's a clash of min b'shein omino. There are two different things. Maybe the yisod of bittel is that you always need a clash in order to nullify one of the elements. If there's a clash, if there are two different things that come clash together in a mixture, so it's the hisnagdus, it's the clash between the two elements that creates the din bittel. That's what the pasuk is teaching me. It's not just the din that we follow rov, it's that you follow rov when there's a clash. The whole point is it starts out as a clash, and then the Torah tells me that when there is a rov, we follow the rov. But there has to be a clash. What kind of a clash do you need? The Yehuda says you need a clash in mitzis. You need a clash in the physical phenomena. Min b'shein omino. It has to be two different types. B'mitzius. B'mitzius. That's why he says that if it's min b'mino, issa v'heter min b'mino, you don't have the clash that you need to create the din bittel. So that's why it's b'mashu. It's not going to be misbatel. That's Rabbi Yehuda's shita. That you need a clash to employ, to operate the din bittel. What kind of clash do you need? A clash in the mitzius. A clash in the mitzias. So if you have a dimyon mitzad ha'etzem, as he says, if you have a dimyon, if the two items are similar in mitzias, then there is no clash, there's no hisnagdus between the two items. If there's no hisnagdus, then they can't be mevatel each other. They strengthen each other. Fakir, they're going to strengthen each other because there's no clash to create the explosion, to create the halachic explosion over here. To nullify, to be machlish, as he says, to be machlish each other. That's the Yehuda sheep. What do the Chachamim hold? Zokter Ran, the Chachamim hold you also need a clash. Right? They also hold that you need a clash. But what clash do you need? So come the Chachamim and say the clash is not mitzad ha'etzim. It's not a physical clash. It's a clash mitzad halacha. Clash mitzad halacha. Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim both agree that the way that Bittul works, according to the Ran, is through a clash. There has to be a clash of two different elements. Without a clash, you're not going to be able to be mevatel anything. Because if everything is the same, then they're mechazik each other. They're not machlish. They're not mevatel each other. The question is, what kind of clash do you need? Rabbi Yehuda says you need a clash mitzad ha'etzem, a clash in the mitzius. Physical clash. A physical difference between the two meaning. And the Chachamim say, no, the clash is mitzad halacha. Issa v'heter. In fact, that one is usr and one is mutter, that creates the clash, and that operates, that creates the din bittel, that makes the din bittel work. If you should call dover shudom l'chavero, says the Ran, eno machlisha umavatlo ela mamido umachazko. If two things are the same, they're not going to be machlish each other, they're not going to be mavatlo each other, they're going to be mamido umachazko. You need a clash. He says, Rabbi Yehuda holds she'ein roi leilech achar l'fi she'kol sfir leilech Rabbi Yehuda b'kulu yisuri d'min b'mino l'botil v'rabbanan l'mashma l'hu hani hachi d'mikom akom min b'mino d'isa v'heter in domen zelazeh kevan d'chad osu v'chad shari. Says the Ran, she'ein roi leilech achar d'myonim be'etzim ela achar chilukan be'isa v'heter. The Chacham hold, don't look at the mitzias. Look at the halacha. What's bittul? Bittul is not a mitzias. It's a halachic principle. So look at the halacha. If it's isa v'heter, then there are two different types of meaning. If they're different meaning, so then there will be a clash and there'll be mavatos. Listen. Ay, dama par v'dama sar. Ela haino taima de dama par v'na mavatel dama sar. Mishim zekema de shneim olim. The Chachamim hold that Olin are not Mevatan Zuizu. Dama Par Dama Sar are not Bemashu because Min Bemino is Bemashu. No, Min Bemino is Batul Berov because you have a clash of Issa Vehetra. But Dama Par Dama Sar, since they're both Olin, then they're not going to be Mevatan Zuizu. Rabbi Huda says no. Rabbi Huda ozel achadimyon ha'etzem, goes after the dimyon ha'etzem. That's why he says that min b'mino lach b'lach is going to be b'mashu. We take a learn from damapar damapar damasar that min b'mino is going to be b'mashu. Okay, that's how the Ran understands the machlokas tanan. It's not just the gzeres hakazabam, but the question is what kind of a clash do you need to operate the din bittul? Is it a clash in mitzias? If it's a clash in mitzias, then min b'mino is not going to be b'tul because you don't have that clash in mitzias. It's both the same type. Or is it a clash mitzat halacha? And then even if it's min b'mino, you still have the clash of Issa v'heter, and we'll be able to say that Mimimino is batul b'rov, even if it's lach b'lach. Question.
How do we apply the Ran's understanding of Rabbi Yehuda to Mimimino
by Yavish B'Yavish? Mimimino Yavish B'Yavish. So you're saying over there, since there isn't a clash, so why should it be batul b'rov? It should be b'mashu as well. Right. That's a good kash. It's a very good kash. So you should know, I didn't want to say it, but there are some Rishonim who taka hold, Rabbi Yehuda claims even by Yovish v'Yovish that it's b'mashu. It's not the conventional wisdom. Tosfos in different places does not say like that. So if you say like that, then everything is fine. Right? If you don't say like that, what's the answer? It's a good kasha. Very good kasha. Eyes in a kasha. Could you say that the bittul of Yavish B'Yavish is different than the bittul of Lach B'Lach? I know it works differently. The bittul of Lach B'Lach is more based on a clash? I'm not sure. It's a good kasha. I'm going to have to think about it. It's an excellent kasha. Yes?
According to the Rabbanan, do they hold that it has to be a clash of Lach or can be both?
Rabbanan really hold it's supposed to be a clash of halach. So you're saying, can it be a clash of mitzias?
Because I thought from the Ran it sounded like
we're going to get to it. Not quite. The Rabbanan really hold that it's supposed to be a clash in din. But let's go to the next step. Okay, then we'll get to your point. So comes the Ran and says, based on this yesod, you can explain another halacha. There is a situation where the Chachamim might agree to Rabbi Yehuda that min b'mino is lo batul. There is a situation. One situation, he says. What's that case? Four words. What's that case? Dover? Dover Shiesh Lomatir. Dover Shiesh Lomatir. By Dover Shiesh Lomatir, the Chachamim will admit that Min Bemina Lo Batu. Everyone would say over here that Min B'mino is not going to be bottled. What is a Dover Shiesh L'Matir? What's going on? Dover Shiesh L'Matir means something that's usa now, but can be mutter in the future. There's a way that you can either make it mutter, or naturally it's going to become mutter, even without you doing anything. That's Dover Shiesh L'Matir. It's a technical term. What's the din of Dover Shiesh L'Matir? It's very chum. Min HaTorah, Dover Shiesh L'Matir is no different than any other iser. Right now it's us. It's us. But the Chachamim are machmir by Dover Shiesh L'Matir. They're machmir. And they say that certain coolest that we have by regular isurim should not apply to Dover Shiesh L'Matir. L'moshul. Bittul. Right? Normally iser, let's say iser is going to be batal b'rov, heter, or it's batal b'shishim. But Dover Shiesh L'Matir and Chazal say, afilu be'elef lo batal. That even within 1,000, but it's the mashu, it's not going to be batal. Even 1,000 is not going to be enough to be batal. Normally, we hold the sfeik of the rabbanon lekula. So the Gemara in Beitza says that by davar sheish l'matirin, we don't say that. We're machmir even by a sfeik of the rabbanon. There are chumers by davar sheish l'matirin, but it's a chumer de rabbanon. What's the chumer de rabbanon of davar sheish l'matirin? What's it based on? First of all, what are examples of davar sheish l'matirin? So the Gemara in Nedarim. Daf Nun Ches, there's a whole list of examples. Kol Dover Shiesh L'Matirin, this is Nun Ches Samar Aleph. Kol Dover Shiesh L'Matirin can go Tevel U'Maaseh Sheni V'Hegdash V'Chodash Lo Nosnu B'Hen Chachamim Shir. Any Dover Shiesh L'Matirin, there's no shir for the bittul. What's Dover Shiesh L'Matirin? Tevel, you're not allowed to eat, but you can eat Mafir Shumas and Maaseh from it, and then it's Mutter. So yesh lamatir. Maaser sheni is aser, right? You can't eat it outside Yerushalayim, but if you poda it, if you redeem it, then you can eat it outside Yerushalayim. You'll take the money up to Yerushalayim. Hekdish, you're not allowed to be nana from, but if you poda the hekdish, then you can be nana from that item. Chadash, before Tezayin Nisan is Asa, but after Tezayin, then it becomes Yashin, then it's Mutter. So all these things, they're Asa right now, but you can either be Mati them, you can do a Pa'ula to be Mati them, or by themselves, like by Chadash, by itself, it becomes Mutter. Right? Okay. At the time of the Beis HaMikdash, you'd have to bring the Karban Omer to be Mati. But nowadays, you know, once it gets light on the 16th, then it's Mutter. So by Dover Sheish Matir, and Chazal didn't give a shit. They said it's not going to be bottom. But the whole Dover Sheish Matir, you can go on Shumma, Shumma Snaise, V'chala, V'orla, V'kile HaKerem, Nosto B'em Chacham Shir. But by things that are Asa, there's no Matir, and so then the Chacham didn't give a Shir. They're Ashiyura. Normally it's Shishim, sometimes it's B'meya, sometimes it's Masai, and there are different Shiurim that we have. Comes the Shulchan Aruch in Yeridei and Simikov Beis, and makes the following statement. Well, that's another davishesh matir. This is the Mishnah at the beginning of the Sefer Beitzah. Beitzah shenolda v'yamtiv. If a chicken lays an egg on yamtiv, so then it's also to be eaten. It's mutter the next day, but it's also this day. Why is it also that day? Oh, different shittas in the Gemara. Four different shittas. So the basic sheet is that it's muktzah, right? It's nolad on yamtiv. It didn't exist beforehand, so it's not muchan mebaod yom. The rule of muktz is that if it's muchan for tzarchei adam v'baod yom, so then it's not muktz. If it's not muchan, so then it is muktz. So it's muktz. It's an isid rabbanan to use it on yom tov. But the next day it's going to be mutter. Not because I did anything, but because the din of muktz doesn't apply the next day. So says the Shulchan Aruch, every davar sheyesh matirin in the nesarva ba'acheros, ben shleima ben shufa, ena betela afilu be'elav. That's the rule. Davar sheyesh matirin is not batel afilu be'elav. There's no din bittel, because that's a chumer de rabbanan. Then I tell her it's bottle barol, but it's a chumer de rabbanan. What's the chumer de rabbanan? Drop the taz, midaraisa chad betray bottle, duxiv acher rab mahatos, de achmiru rabbanan hol v'yesh lamatir, and lachas man, lo yochlenu v'isuro al yedei bittel. Rashi Beitza. Taz quotes Rashi in Beitza, who explains simply that Chazal say the Rosh Hashmatirin is not bottle afil ba'ela, because bittel is a trick. Right, bittel is a way to be matir something. Chazal said, if the thing is going to be mutter by itself tomorrow, why rely on the concept of bittel? Okay, the Torah allowed us to rely on the concept of bittel, but it's still a solution to a problem. Why rely on the solution if you can wait a little bit and then the problem won't even exist? But the Torah says that it works. Yes, yeah, so the truth is not Torah, it is bittel. It's the chumra d'rabbanan, because they say don't rely on the concept of bittel. Wait until it'll be mutter by itself. Comes the Shulchan Aruch and adds one final point. Nisarva b'shein amina b'teila b'samach. But if it's nisarev min b'shein amina, then it is batal. The chumra of davar sheyesh matir, and says the Shulchan Aruch, is only min b'mino. The same type. If one beitzah shenolda b'yamtiv were nisarev with other beitzah that were nolda b'yamtiv. Excuse me. Other beitzah were not nolda b'yamtiv. Isser behetim. If beitzah shenolda b'yamtiv was nisarva, but old beitzim ksheres. Beitzim ksheres. So if it's min b'mino, then davar sheyesh matir is not bata. But if it's min b'shein omino, right? Min b'shein omino, right? Let's say it's min b'shein omino lach b'lach. You put something that's aser. It's davar sheyesh matir chadash, right? You put tevel into the tarovis, right? By accident, something fell. They fell into the tarovis, and someone said gevalt. They weren't mafresh shumas sumaisers from this. It's tevel. So comes the Shulchan Aruch and says, min b'shein amino is batal b'shishin. Even though it's davar sheyesh matirin, it's batal b'shishin. What kind of a strange halacha is that? If the chachamim were machmir that bittul doesn't work, so why should bittul work min b'shein amino? Doesn't work min b'mino, so why min b'shein amino should it work? Comes the Ran and says, but based on the yisod that I developed, everything fits in beautifully. What do the chachamim hold? The chachamim admit to Rabbi Yehuda that to apply a concept of bittul, you need a clash. But they hold that the clash really has to be a clash of Issa v'Heter. So that's why they claim that by davar sheyesh lamatirin, they admit, right? They admit that it's b'mashu, it's not going to be batal. Why? Because the Chachamim say that by Davar Sheyesh Matir, you don't have a clash of Issa v'Heter. Since the item is going to be Mutter, right? If it's Yesh lo Matir in La'achazman, so there is no clash. It's Usser now, but it's going to be Mutter later. So it's like Heter. Even now, it has a Shem Heter on it because it's going to be Mutter later. So this is not Isser v'Heter. This is Heter v'Heter. Davar Sheyesh Matir in the Chacham hold is not bother because it's like Heter v'Heter. There's no clash of Isser v'Heter over here. Because it's going to be Mutter l'achazman. So even though now it's us, so we treat it like it's Heter even now. So it's like Heter v'Heter. Heter v'Heter is lacking in clash, the Chacham said. If it's lacking in the clash, we admit that it's not going to be bottle, because to say Bittul, you need a clash. That's what the Ran claims, right? To say Bittul, you need a clash. So the Chacham will admit by Davar Sheyesh Matir, there's no Bittul, because there is no clash of Issa v'Heter. But Min B'Sheino Mino, even though the Chachamim hold that a clash b'mitzios, a clash mitzad ha'etzem, really is not enough. It's not enough by itself, Josh. The Chachamim hold. Right? That's not the ikar. The clash is a clash mitzad halach. So even though the clash of b'mitzios was not enough by itself to say that there's a din bittul, if you really have a clash of this or the heter, it's just that there's something missing from that clash because this issur is going to be mutter la'achazman. So the chiluk, the miktsas clash, the partial clash of etzem, the clash of mitzius, even though we don't really like that clash, claim the chachamim, but the partial, the somewhat clear, the, you know, the little sense of clash that you have in mitzius can be mashlim the chisaron in the clash mitzad halacha. It's not that they hold that you can have either or. You really need a clash mitzad halacha. But if you're missing something in the clash mitzad halacha, what's the case? Davar Sheyesh Matir, because in the future it's going to be mutter. So the clash mitzad hametzias, you know, it's not such a good clash, but that clash can be mashlim the chisaron in the clash mitzad halacha. This is what the Ran writes. Mishimachi amina de davar Sheyesh Matir notu rabbanu mishum chumra lider Rabbi Yehuda. The kevan shein davar zeh cholok min ahetel legamri beisra hetel. By Davar Sheyesh Matir, you don't really have a chilek between Issa v'Heter. Sharei afu sofo lios niter kamo. Amin and sheino batel b'mino. Since you don't have a clash of Issa v'Heter, it's not going to be batel b'mino. Di hochi habadamu tuva. Choda shein shoven b'min, v'od shein an chalukin legami b'Issa v'Heter. Because if you have that kind of tarobis, then there is no... There's no chiluk. There's no chiluk mitzad ha'etzem. It's min b'mino. There's no chiluk mitzad halacha. It's heter v'heter. Right? It's heter v'heter. U'mishum hachi lo batel ela b'sheno mino. Therefore, it's not going to be batel on b'sheno mino. Why? Kedei she'oso chiluk she'yesh bein mino l'sheno mino yashlim oso shivui shenitosav kan mishum davar she'yesh l'matirin. It says because the chiluk of min b'sheno mino is going to be mashlim. That the Ran doesn't hold that the chiluk of Mimbishenu Mino is going to be enough. Because if it's going to be enough, you should just say, there's still a chiluk, so that's enough. No, it's that really you need a chiluk mitzad halacha. And by Davar Sheyesh Matir, you really have somewhat of a chiluk mitzad halacha, it's just it's not complete, because since it's going to be mutter l'achar zman, there's a chisaron in that chiluk mitzad halacha. It's like a heter v'heter. So the chiluk of Mimbishenu Mino, even though it's not so strong, is enough to be mashlim the chisaron mitzad halacha. And that's why the Chachamim will admit to Rabbi Yehuda that Davar Sheyesh Matir is not going to be batel min b'mino, but min b'sheino mino. They say that itako will be batel. Question.
What
means
the clash?
Means that you have two different types of things, right? You have meat being nose in common to potatoes. That's a clash. Right? If it's meat and meat, so meat and meat, what's the clash? It's the same type. The same min. So if there's no clash, there's no din bittul. But if there is a clash, so then if you have shishim, then it can be batel. Rabbi Yehuda says that a clash in mitzius creates the din bittul. And the Chachamim say, forget about mitzius. This is about halacha. If you have issa v'heter, the clash of issa v'heter is enough to create the din bittul. Okay. This is the Ran. This is the famous Ran. The Ran holds Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim argue about what kind of a clash do you need in order to operate the Din Bittul. Nafkamina min bemino lach balach, is it batal berov or is it b'mashehu? And the case that the Chacham would agree to Rabbi Yehuda is by Davar Sheish Matirin, but Davar Sheish Matirin of min bemino. There you don't have a clash. But Davar Sheish Matirin of min b'shein amino, they hold that one can be mashed on the other, that the clash, the partial clash in Metzias can be mashed on the partial clash in Mitzah Halach.
What's the, why do they hold min b'shein amino by Davar Sheish Matirin?
Let's get it on the floor. Okay, there are two types of clash. Is mitzah halacha? Is a beheta? And there's mitzah ha'etzim, the mitzias. Let's first talk about a classical case. Dava she'ein lo matirin, right? Dava ha'asim, she'ein lo matirin. Min demina. Okay, is there a clash mitzad halacha in such a case? Is there a clash mitzad halacha? Let's say this absolutely clearly. Davar ha'aser she'ein lo matirin shenis arev beheter min b'mina. Is there a clash mitzad halacha?
Yes.
Is there a clash mitzad metzias?
No.
It's min b'mino, so mitzad ha-metzias, they're the same. Mitzad halacha, since one is this and one is that, there is a clash. How about davar she'yesh lo matirin? Okay? That's the abbreviation. Davar she'yesh lo matirin. Shin yud lamed mem. Okay? Shinisari behet, we don't have to write the whole thing over again, right? Shinisari behet the min b'mino. Is there a clash mitzad metzias? No, it's min b'mino. Is there a clash mitzad halacha? Clash mitzad halacha? No. Right? Since it's Yesh lo matirin, it's like it's heter beheter. It's kmo heter beheter. Because the Isser is going to be mutter la'achar zman. The Isser is nita la'achar zman. So even mitzad halacha, there is no clash over here. That's why the Chachamim agree that it's b'mashu. That's the Chumash Rabbanan. Okay, so far so good. And the third case is davar she'yesh lo matirin. Min b'shein amino. I should have written this slower. Davar she'yesh lo matirin, min b'shein amino. Is there a clash mitzad metzias over here?
Yes.
Well, yes. According to Rabbi Yehuda, yes. According to the Chachamim, it's partial. Right? Is there a clash mitzad halacha over here? No. I shouldn't say that either. I should say it's partial. Right? Is a chisaron to this clash? So the Chachamim say the chisaron of this is nishlam by the chisaron by the other clash. It's not great. Rabbi Yehuda holds his mamish. A clash mitzvah mitzvahs over here. The Chachamim said, well, I, you know what? There is a clash in the mitzvahs. It's just the Chachamim say a clash in mitzvahs does not create bittul. Right? There's a clash in mitzvahs, just the Chachamim don't care about a clash in mitzvahs, right? They need a clash mitzvah halacha. And this clash is a partial clash. So come the Chachamim and say, the clash mitzad metzias can be mashlim the chisaron and the clash mitzad halacha, and that's why it can be both. Yes, Fran.
Well, there be a partial clash if first we're saying it's koheter and then we're switching to go partial?
It's like heter beheter. It's like heter beheter. They're walking a fine tightrope over here, right? The Chachamim are saying that the chumrah derabbanan is to treat it like it's heter beheter. That's the chumrah derabbanan. It's still only a chumrah. Right, we're treating it like heter beheter. It's not really heter beheter. It's us now. So the Chumra Rabbanan is to treat it like Heta Beheta. But the Chacham only said their Chumra by Min B'Mino, because by Min B'Sheino Mino, there's enough of a clash, Mitzah Metzias, even though we don't really consider that clash significant so much to create Bittel, but there's enough of a clash, the Chacham will say that their Chumra, which itself is only a Chumra, because there really is a clash of Issa Beheta over here, their Chumra is not going to apply in such a case. That's how they run the turn. Yes.
Why don't we just say if the Chachamim agreed that a clash of Matthias would work, and just say it's either or would work, meaning you could have a clash of Halacha or a clash of Matthias, and that's why the third case works. Why does it have to be half Matthias, half Halacha?
That's not how the Ran is explained. Right? The Ran just can't see that. The Ran feels Rabbi Yehuda and Chachamim must be arguing Menachotza Lakotza, because if not, what does that mean?
They could just be arguing over a clash of Halacha, meaning they agree on a clash of Matthias, but the Rabbanim would say furthermore, if you have a clash and halacha, it would also work.
Why do we have to say that the shivui of one is going to help the other? Maybe the chachamim hold that it's either or. That it's either or. That as long as you have a clash in halacha, that's enough. But Yehuda holds that you need a clash in mitzvahs. That's why min b'mino is b'mashu. And the chachamim say, no, you still have a clash mitzvah halacha. But if you have a clash in mitzvahs, then that's definitely fine. Ahim Jacob, maybe it's taka true. It's not what the Ran says, though, right? Is that what the Ran says? It doesn't sound like that's what the Ran is saying. So why does the Ran need that? Why does the Ran need that? I don't know. I'm not sure. I have to think about that, too. It's another good kasha. So this is the Ran's pshat in Min B'Mino. That both Rabbi Yehuda and the Chacham hold that you need a clash. The question is, what kind of a clash? The Rashba in Chulin offers a different interpretation of the Chacham. He quotes the Ravid. We're going to get back to this Ravid. It's a very important Ravid. And you probably had a little bit of trouble reading the Ravid because he's making reference to Gemaras that we haven't even seen. But I figured maybe you should take a stab at it. Take a stab at it. You know, sometimes you got to wade into the deep waters a little bit, even if it's it gets in your nose. It's good. It's not so bad. But he makes reference to Min B'Mino within the context of Tamke Ikar. What does he say? Let's see this together. This is, if you have the Kovitz, it's in the Rashba page, Kuf Ayin Gimel. The Kasha Lon, the Cholduchtum, the Raisa, Chabit Shei Botil, you know, Minat Torah, Chabit Shei Botil, Pim Kein Heichim Mishkachas, like Time of Olam HaMosho, the Raisa, don't worry about that phrase, Time of Olam HaMosho. It's a very technical phrase, we're going to get to it. It just basically means, Tam Ke Iker, right? If you say Minat Torah, Chabit Shei Botil, so how's Tam Ke Iker the Raisa? Well, why would Tam be a problem? It's Botil Barov, so what do you need Shishim for? Umetarzina, I'm skipping to the next line. Umetarzina, the iamin chabetrei bottle midaraisa, dafka de kaima isura ba apenafshe ve ter ba apenafshe. When do we say that chabetrei minator is bottle? That's where the isra and the heter are separate from each other. They're standing next to each other, but they're separate. Kigon gid ben agidim, ubeitza ben abeitzim, shea heter lo kibol tamina isra. Yavish be yavish! That's what we keep on saying. Garchaz. Yavesh b'yavesh, they're all sitting next to each other. There's no blila. It's a tarovus of sofek. Minatara chabetrei batel. Kevan de isura lo minkira batel v'rov. Underlying that, those words. How does tarovus of yavesh b'yavesh work according to the Ravid? The isur is no longer nikir. The yisod is that if you have a tarovus and now the isur is no longer nikir, so then it's batel. You have different pieces of meat. You don't know which one is kosher, which one is trei. Once the isur is not nikir, then it's batel. That's the yisod. It's not a din in klesh. It's a din that if the iser is no longer nikker, then it's batel. That's what bittel means. Bittel means that if it's not nikker, then it's not significant. Avakishakibel aheta tama iser nasa kol iser shari nikker will be yadua b'chal aheta. But when you have an asinas tam, it's min b'shein omino, and there's an asinas tam, is the iser not nikker? Of course the iser is nikker. It's nikker b'taimo. It's nirgash b'taimo. So of course bittel's not going to work. That's why Rove doesn't work by Tam Ke Iker. Tam Ke Iker. Now we're going to get to that sugya, but the Rashba is making a major statement over here. B'shem the Ravid. Right? That the reason why Tam Ke Iker isn't Batel B'Rove, you need more, you need... How much do you need to be Mevatel Tam? Shishim, because the Isser is Nikker in less than Shishim. And the Yisod of Bittles up the Ravid is... that if the Isser is no longer nicker, then it doesn't asim. That's what Bittul's all about. So that's the chilek between Yavish B'Yavish, Yavish Min B'Mino, as opposed to Min B'Shein Amin Olach B'Lach. Then Tomar frekt the Rashba, the Ravid, Hashamina le labaye time of lama masha daraisa. Vishamina le nami da amar bizra b'sheila batil. This is asugya. Abaye hold the time of lama masha daraisa. Abaye hold the time ki'ika daraisa. Time ki'ika nivshishim. And he also says that by zra b'sheila it's batil. Valonos in tam beheter hu vasura. But what's Zerah B'Sheila? Zerah B'Sheila is lach b'lach. It's not Yavesh B'Yavesh. You just told me the chilek between Yavesh B'Yavesh, Min B'Mino. You just told me the chilek between Yavesh B'Yavesh, Min B'Mino, and lach b'lach, Min B'Mino, Min B'Sheino Mino, is that here it's Nikar Ha'isa by Min B'Sheino Mino. But by Yavish V'Yavish Min B'Mino, it's low nicker. But look at Zerah B'Sheila. Abaye holds by Zerah B'Sheila, what? That Zerah B'Sheila is bottle. Balo no sintan beheter hu, v'isura lo kaima ba'ape nafshe. There, it's lach belach. It's lach belach. It's not nikkur. Here, it's lach belach. What does the Gemara say? By zera b'sheila min haTorah, it should be bottle b'rov. But where this gzeras hakasav that you need shishim. So why min haTorah should it be bottle b'rov? Why min haTorah should it be bottle b'rov? There's a chumer that you need shishim, but min haTorah it's batal berov. Why is it batal berov? Isn't it lach belach? You just told me that all lach belach min haTorah requires shishim. So to that he says, no, not all lach belach min haTorah requires shishim. Min b'mino, min haTorah is not going to require shishim. Why? Because the iser isn't nikkur. Right? Lach belach, min b'mino, lo nikar isa. So min haTorah, it's batal berov. Just like yavesh v'yavesh min b'mino min haTorah is batal berov. Zera b'sheila min haTorah is also batal berov. The Gemara says min haTorah is batal berov. It's just There's an extra chumra to require shishim, but really it should have been batal berov. What does that mean? Really, it should have been batal berov. Min b'sheino mino, lach b'lach is not batal berov. That's because it's min b'sheino mino. The iser is a nikkur, but here since the iser is nikkur, but here if the iser is a nikkur, so then even rov is going to work. That's what the Rashba says. B'shen derayim. That the yisod of bittul is whether the iser is nikkur or not. If the iser isn't nikkur, so then we're going to say bittul. If the iser is nikkur, then we're not going to say bittul. So that could be what the chachamim hold. The chachamim claim that min b'mino is bittul berov as well min haTorah. But why is it bittul berov? It's not because you have a clash of iser v'heter. No, it's not an issue of a clash. It's that since it's min b'mino lach b'lach, the iser is a nikkur. Once the iser is a nikkur, then it's bittul. That's the yisod of the chachamim. It's not a function of a clash, b'chlal. Rabbi Yehuda might say, no, Yitaka need a clash, and Mibamino is not bottle because there is no clash. And the chachamim say, you don't need a clash. Forget about a clash. Forget about a clash. Even though Yitaka don't have a clash. Maybe the chachamim hold, the only kind of clash that you could imagine that would work over here is a clash mitzad etzim, a clash b'metzias. And Yitaka don't have that clash, but the chachamim say, that's not the key to bittul. The key to bittul is whether the iser is nikkur or not. Is the iser nikkur over here? No. It's not nikkur, so because it's not nikkur, so then it's going to be bottle. Because the iser is a nikkur, therefore it's going to be bottle. Yes.
It's completely based on whether or not it's nikkur. Then if you have 50% something that tastes exactly the same, so like say one thing is hyper, so min b'mino, it's 50-50. So then at that point, it's also not nicker which one is
worse. The Natar is batal b'rov, according to the Chacham. It doesn't have to be chavetre, even 51-50. It's not an issue of taste. No, we're talking about if it's min b'mino, so then the taste is not nirgash. Taste is not going to be felt. That's why it's not nicker. Right? That's why it's not nicker. If you have min b'shen amino, 51-50, you're still going to taste it. You need 60-1 not to taste it.
But min
b'mino, you're never going to taste it.
So what's the one? Could you have even...
So that's why rov is enough. Rove is enough because the Isser is a nicker. Whenever the Isser is a nicker, the rule is that Rove is enough to be Mavatim. Right? If you don't... Okay, let's back up a second. Why do you need Rove? If it's Min B'mino, the Isser is a nicker, you can't taste it. No, because if you don't have Rove, then the Isser is nicker. If Rove of what you have over here is Isser, right? If you have... There are three chatichos over here, and two are issa, and one is heter. So you said that the issa is nicker? Sure. The issa is here. Is this really mostly usser? Oh yeah, it's mostly usser. If it's mostly usser, the issa is nicker. I don't know which one is usser. It doesn't matter, but the issa is nicker in this tarobas because it's rov. Nicker, it's recognizable. It looks like a davar usser because it's rov. But if you don't have a roll of the Isser, it's viewed like it's not nicker.
There was a fourth piece and it was 50-50. There's no 51. It's exactly the same.
Then the Isser is not nicker. Then we're not going to say bittel. Then it's taka us. That's sfeika the rice l'chomer. That's called chad b'chad. You have one chatich of Isser, one chatich of heter. That's chad b'chad. It's taka going to be us. Right? You have a rove by definition. Whenever you have a rove of something, that's nicker. So if the rove is isser, then the isser is nicker. If the rove is heter, then the isser is no longer nicker because it looks like a heter situation. That's what bittul b'rov is all about. So if you have lach b'lach min b'mino, then it will be bittul b'rov because when you have rove, then the isser is not going to be nicker. But lach b'lach min b'she'eino mino, it's not bittul b'rov because even if you have rove, the isser is still nicker. How's it nicker? How's it nicker? B'tam, right? It has a tam. So because there's a tam, since it's b'no same tam, even if you have rov, the Isser is still nicker. So if the Isser is nicker, it can't be b'tam. That's how the Chachamim are learning according to the Rabbi. Yes?
Why? Originally, Rabbi said that we assume that lach b'lach min b'mino, we would think that it should be b'tam b'shishen. But then we say, no, really, it can't be b'tam b'rov.
The Gemara says, minat Torah lach b'lach should have been... Bottle b'rov min b'mino, right? But comes rov b'sheil and tells me a chumra that you need shishin. But it should have been bittul b'rov. What do you mean it should have been bottle b'rov? I thought you told me that min b'sheil amino min haTorah requires shishin. So why would I assume that min b'mino is different? That's what the Gemara says, no? Right? That we can learn from zrov b'sheil because really zrov b'sheil is just a chumra. Min haTorah really should have been bottle b'rov, but it's a chumra of zrov b'sheil. Why should I say that? The answer is because. Since it's only min b'mino, if you have rov, the isser is no longer nicker. And that's why bittul can work. Okay? Now, this is only on a d'oraisa level. Right? The Chachamim, again, Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim argue about tarov is lach b'lach min b'mino, but on a d'oraisa level. In the Torah, the Chachamim say that even lach b'lach min b'mino is bittul b'rov. What's the din, the halacha? We paskin like the Chachamim. Well, I don't know if we paskin like the Chachamim. Rashi actually paskins like Rabbi Yehuda. Rashi and Daf Kuf Tes. Okay. But Rov Rishon, Tosis and Rov Rishon and Paskin like the Chacham. That's what I would have said, right? Yochid, Rab, Malocha, Rab. Okay, Rashi disagrees because there's a Gemara, Faket. But Rov Rishon and assume like the Chacham. Lumais, Tarovis Lach Balach Min Bemino. What's the din? Bottle. Bottle but what? So the Chacham says Bottle Barov, right? Is that really true, Lumaisa? No. That's true, Minator. Minator is batal b'rov. But what do you really need? How do we really paskin? You need shishim. You need shishim even for this. Right? The Chachamim say batal b'rov minatora. Midirabanan, you need shishim. By min b'mino. Why? Well, what's shishim for? The Chachamim say it's batal b'rov. They should say it's batal b'rov midirabanan too. Right? You got your clear shabbos of the hekta. It's not nicker. So, I mean, don't you have everything to say bittul over here? No matter how you slice it. It's not Niker. You have the clash of Issa Veheta. So Bein Lefi the Ram, Bein Lefi the Ravid, you should be able to say Bittul over here. Why do they say Shishim? Where did we see this idea that on a Rabbanan level you still need Shishim according to the Chachamim by Min Bemino Lach Belach? Where did we see this? Did you see it? Thank you so much. Which Rishon talked about this? The Rush talked about this way back when. Right? The Rush talked about this. He had that line there, remember? What is the Rush saying? What do you think the reason for this should be? Why would the Chachamim be machmir that you should need Shishim in the meal? But you have a Hisnagdus, you got your clash of Issa Beheta. The Isser isn't Nikar, so it should be Batal Barov. Barov, it's the Isser is not Nikar, so it should be Batal. Why do you think the Chachamim would be machmir over here? Can you see a reason to be machmir? If you were writing Halacha, can you see a reason to be machmir? Min Bemino is not the only case on the board, right? Is there some case on the board that there would be a problem that you would need Shishim for? What's the case that you need Shishim? What's the classical case that you need Shishim? Lach Balach Min Bemino. Lach Balach Min Bemino. Have I confused you enough, Sam? Not yet. A little? Lach Balach Min Bemino. We'll talk after Shishim. Lach Balach Mimishen Omino. You need Shishim. So come the Chachamim and say, look, Min Bemino, Min HaTorah should be Batal Berov, because the Tam isn't Nirgash. So why should I ask that? I can't taste the Tam. It's the same type. If you put meat, if you cook meat together with other meat, you cook meat of Nevela together with meat, that's Shchut, that's Ksheva. Are you going to taste the meat that's Nevela? No, it's the same taste as the other meat. There's no tam. So the tam isn't there, Gash, it should be batal berov. So why would the Chacham say that you need Shishim? Why would the Chacham say that you need Shishim? The answer is it's a simple gzeira. The gzeira is that if you're not going to have Shishim in Bemino, then someone might think that by Min Beshen Amino, you don't need Shishim either. So the Chacham said that even by Min Bemino, you need Shishim. That's what the Rosh says. It's a gzeira, simple gzeira. Right, that's our favorite rush. You can even eat it kulam keechas because nefach isali osheter. Umidrabona nechmiru b'min b'mino heichas nizbashol yachad kodem shenoz l'taruvasa. Dilnikra adayin alav shem heter. Afal gadlo yoif taima gzeira atu min b'shein amino. Gzeira atu min b'shein amino. If lo noda hataroves, if the taroves was not known, so then the rush holds that you can't say that the Issa is nefach liosheter. If the tarovis was there already, if you knew of the tarovis, so then the thing is mutter, so there's nothing to talk about. But if it's usser, but it's min bemino, right? It's min bemino. So if it was nisbash, even if it's lach balach, right? It's lach balach min bemino. So comes the rush and says, midrabban and you need shishim. Aye, but you just told me Yovish b'Yovish Min Bemino is batal berov. There's no chumah d'rabbanan there. The answer is there's a gzeira here, otu min b'sheino min alach v'alach. Again, keep the column straight. We're not talking yet about min b'sheino mino Yovish b'Yovish. The taka on many rishonim will hold that min b'sheino mino Yovish b'Yovish is batal berov. It doesn't need shishim because what are we afraid of? It's just Yovish b'Yovish. But min bemino lach balach, maybe we should be concerned that if you're not going to have shishim in bemino, then by min b'sheino mino, you won't have shishim either. So chazal made a gzeira. So these are the three boxes that work. Forget about min b'sheino mino, yavish b'yavish b'mino. Nochamo, yavish b'yavish min bemino is batal berov. Acherav lahatos, we follow rov, that's it. Midrabbanan min haTorah, that's it. Question is lach balach. Lach balach confuses the situation. Okay, now there's a blila. It's not just suffix. So min b'shein omino, lach balach, classical example that you need shishim. Min b'mino is the discussion that we had today. Rabbi Yehuda holds min b'mino is b'mashu. The Chachamim say min haTorah min b'mino is also batal berov, but midrabbanan Chazal required shishim as a gzera atu min b'shein omino. But they're not machmas so far as to say that it's b'mashu that it's not going to be batal. It is batal. Min haTorah berov, midrabbanan b'shishim. It's not b'mashu. Why? Because they claim that you have the clash mitzad halacha, mitzad issa v'heta. Or they hold that since the isser isn't nikar, because you have the robe, and the isser isn't nikar because the tam isn't nirgash, so therefore it's going to be batel. It's going to be batel. The question is, what's the shibit, the daraisa, the rabbanan, but it's definitely going to be batel because of one of those two reasons.